Do you have a favorite secret writer? Alice Walker does.
Richard Yates.
Welcome to Bookmarks, stories of books that left a mark.
Many people don't know about Yates. He's the man who wrote Revolutionary Road, which was turned into a movie. I don't know why he's not better known, but anyhow, I was rereading his book, Disturbing the Peace, and his work is often autobiographical. His world is very different from mine, but for some reason I really like him because I think he's a really great writer. And he's writing about being an alcoholic and also, because of the alcoholism, slowly and, you know, not so slowly, losing his mind and cheating on his wife and son and his girlfriend. I find his work just so compelling because he seems to me, among white writers, one of the truest. When you grow up, you know, as we all have in this country, you have a list of writers, a lot of them, most of them white writers. I like most of them, actually, you know, Hemingway and everybody. But there's something about Yates. The world of Mad Men is the world of Richard Yates, where they're all basically in advertising. They're selling stuff they don't believe in. And they're all drunks. And they're all cheating on their wives. But he really gets underneath the skin of the American illusion in a way that very few other white male writers do, because they're either looking toward Europe for some kind of pat on the head, or they are trying to do something grand for America. Yates doesn't care about any of that. I mean, he is after the fraudulence of how our culture is always selling stuff it doesn't really care about. But I think he is so that way that many people can't bear to listen.
Disturbing the Peace by Richard Yates. Alice Walker thinks you should read it. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strangechamps. Is there a book that left a mark on you? Tell us about it at dtbook.org/bookmarks. PRX.